this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, these would be...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without tipping a porta potty with a 65-year-old dude in it, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stefano was just out on his daily walk. Nature called, spot a porta potty, went inside to do his business. Then he felt the porta potty start to shake, start to move, and he thought, oh, no. Oh my gosh, workers are picking it up to empty it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I saw the portable potty, and I wanted to use it. I felt the thing start to move, and I was so freaking scared, you know? I started shouting, hey, hey. It just kept on moving, and it fell to the side.
Oh, oh no. No.
I fell on my back. And he said, yeah, I think it was a couple of teenagers. It may sound funny when you're a kid. It's not if you're the guy inside. It's not funny at all. It's something that could have ended in a very unfunny way.
Yeah, well, especially you're going to get wet.
Oh, yeah. All you're going to get wet.
You're going to get wet. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the cops were called, you know, whoever did it, long gone by the time the cops got there. But, yeah.
This is awful.
This is the type of story that just makes the older generation hate the younger generation.
Absolutely. But also makes me hate porta potties even more. Like, that's kind of up there on one of my worst nightmare lists.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
That's true.
No, that's true.
Yeah, just another reason why you don't like porta potties.
I will try to avoid them at all costs.
At all costs.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. All right.
For that reason.
Again, said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without tipping a porta potty with 65-year-old dude still using it.
Oh, gosh. He sounded like he handled that very well.
Yeah, I will say that I have witnessed such a thing happen.
What?
When I'm at an event and, like, there were some people that, like, wanted to tip over or... They didn't actually get the porta potty over all the way, but they
were trying.
They rocked it back and forth several times, and then that was it. It was just like, ha, ha,
did
ha,
you
ha,
go
ha.
Over there and say, what are you doing, or did you say, someone else is probably going to address that?
I mean, I said someone else will probably address that, but you know, no harm, no foul. They didn't like tip it over, so whatever.
Oh my gosh!
All right, there you go. That is your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.